It's Motivation Monday, and boy, do we have a really big show for you this week.
Yes, it is, we do.
It's going to be huge. It's almost Christmas, but that doesn't have anything to do with today's show.
No, and if you are joining us for the first time, this is Sell or Die.
Oh, yeah.
It is our daily sales and personal development podcast.
But this is the live portion of it.
That's right, and it's the world's premiere, the world's best sales and personal development podcast.
And with us today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Erica Abrams. Raise your hand if you're a daughter of mine. Okay, good. And you might.
Puppy.
Oh, yeah. And
oh,
our
bird. Yes.
No, she's just carrying the guest.
Hello,
she's
Rosie.
Not the guest. The actual guest is Rosie. Say hello, Rosie.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, she's having a rough time in the studio. And we're going to be getting back to her in just a little bit. But we have the special, special announcement that Jennifer is going to make because she has put the rumor out on Facebook.
Oh, my God. This is
and on Instagram. She's taking a trip around the world, getting married and pregnant all at the same time, according to our listeners and watchers and fans.
This is so funny. So I put it out there like special announcement, major announcement coming, big celebration. Can you guess what it is? And literally people are guessing like – new baby, new addition to the family. We're going to Disney World.
Just bought a used car.
Now we got married.
Yeah.
What else have they guessed? I don't know. You guys have guessed, number one best-selling books. You guys have had some really amazing, amazing guesses, but they're all wrong.
Incorrect. That's correct. The announcement, are we ready for the reveal?
I don't know. Do you guys want to know?
Nah, let's do yak for a little bit. The traffic has tripled. In any city that you live in.
Yeah.
Because every yahoo in the world is out buying some present for somebody else.
Yeah.
The lines at the...
Oh, here's Doug.
We have the reveal.
Doug's face. You never get to see it. And finally, today, the
and
man behind
don't.
The curtain, Mr. Doug Branson. All right, I'll open this box up.
Wait,
because this will give into the surprise. Okay, ready?
Okie dokie. Ready? And it is Sell or Die 1... million downloads. OMG. This is a cake from Suarez Bakery here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We will tag them in our post so that every... Ben.
Yeah, take the box.
All right, got it. Box
there we
gone.
Go. All right.
Check now you're
that
talking.
Cake.
That is a major cake. It is fat-free, except for the icing, the cake, and the little things on the top. And it celebrates the fact that we have had 1 million downloads of Sell or Die, and we are happy, we are rejoiceful, we are grateful.
Yeah, that is, well, there's an echo. We are echoing, too.
And we're grateful for the echo.
But this is phenomenal, guys. We are so excited about the 1 million downloads. They have that camera, too, on us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so your job is...
No, I want to show Nada.
There's Nada.
There's Doug way over there. And there's the cake
show there. Alex, too.
Oh, Alex, way in the background.
We have a lot of people who are working behind the scenes...
Oh, my God.
...to help get the word out there, to help produce the best quality shows, and... This is such...
There's more people behind the scenes than there are in the scenes.
This is a great time to extend our gratitude and our thankfulness to them. So Doug, Nada, Alex. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rosie.
Nice show, Rosie.
There you go, little poo-poo. Okay. She looks like she's
so
ready
cute.
To leap and attack, or that she's just peacefully sitting there. And Erica, the mom. Dog mom, actually. There you go, poo-poo. Okay. Why do people talk to dogs in a different kind of tone?
Why not?
Oh, little doggy, you're so cute.
Why not?
It's like, yeah, that's true.
All right, so
Doug, there we are.
Says, I think so we're going to eat our cake after this episode.
We're going to have our cake and eat it, too. And by the way, if you have a sales podcast, eat some cake. We're at a million downloads.
A million downloads for Sell or Die. How freaking cool. Today.
Exactamente.
Yeah, and for you guys listening and watching live right now, just a big hello to Wes and Glenn and Brian and Roger, Stacy, what's up? Meredith, Paul, so many great people on
today. Donner, Blitzen. They're all there today.
Oh, man.
To honor Rosie, Fido is here and Zoe.
No, Zoe's upstairs.
And Charlie.
Can we turn this off so it stops echoing? Is that okay?
It's not echoing. The sound is off. Unless I put the sound on. Mm. It's off.
Okay.
All right. So there you go.
All right. So today we have a special episode because, as you can see, we have a special guest, Erica. And Erica, we are excited to talk to you about your work with rescuing dogs and what you've been doing over the past, I don't even know how many years. How long has it been?
500 years.
Since I got Rosie. Rosie is the one that started my passion for rescue.
And how did you get Rosie? What went on?
So it was a weekend and I had just gone to PetSmart to get dog food for my other dogs. And there was a litter of puppies there with actually the Great Dane Rescue of the Carolinas. So it was funny, these little Chihuahua mixes in with all of these big dogs. But I was drawn to her when I walked in because she looks just like my purebred Chihuahua, Spike, who I had just bought from a breeder like a few months before and basically spent a mortgage payment to purchase him because I always had.
And here's one for nothing.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So I always had the thinking of the more you pay, the better dog you're going to get. So, of course, you know, you need to go to a breeder and a reputable one. And so when I saw her and I was like, well, let me just hold her. And she was like about this big.
Teacup size.
And
Doug has something he wants to tell you.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, I volunteer now with several rescue groups, not just one. The main one that I volunteer with is with my friend Gina Chapman with Chapman's Dachshund Rescue, which she is the person who just lost her kennel in the bad kennel fire. Mm. So she's working on rebuilding now. But I manage her Facebook page, and we do lots of fundraisers and stuff like that for the rescue. And I foster some for her. But the biggest rescue that I actually foster for is here in Charlotte, and they're the second largest besides the Humane Society. They're called Greater Charlotte SPCA. And they save literally thousands and thousands of dogs each year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so you're at PetSmart and you're looking at these Great Danes and there's...
This was like before, this is before rescues, right? So I'm still in like dog buying mode from, you know, breeders and stuff. So I see Rosie and I said to the girl who was volunteering there, I said, would you mind if I hold her? So she puts her in my lap and she's shaking and she's so skinny and I see fleas on her. And I was like,
oh, how pleasant. I have a mental picture.
I was
picture
like, oh my
now.
Goodness, this poor dog. And she looks just like my Chihuahua Spike. So I said, well, you know, I've never rescued a dog before. I've never adopted one. I said, what is the process? So she said, well, just fill this application out. And she said, the adoption fee, I think it was like $125. And I'm like, $125? That's it? So I filled out the application and she's like, we normally don't let people adopt the same day. She's like, but, you know, you seem nice and normal and everything. And
you had her fooled.
we think you would give her the perfect home. So they said, if you want her, you know, you can go ahead and adopt her today. So my husband was away. The Phillies were in the World Series. So he was up in New Jersey.
No, the Phillies were winning the World Series. They were playing Tampa Bay pieces of crap.
So I'm home by myself and I'm like, okay, well, I have to call him first. I can't just bring home this dog. Like, it's so, you know, spontaneous. So I call him and I'm like, can I have this puppy? I'm like, she looks just like Spike. I know this is crazy. I said, but would you mind if I brought her home? And he was at the game. He was like, do what you want. I'm watching the World Series.
Exactly. The Phillies are winning the World
Good thing
Series.
He was at I the mean, World
if
Series.
If he was
that
home,
day.
It would have been like a weak conversation.
Bradley just saving a ball game, and you're asking me about a fucking puppy? Go.
So, I didn't have enough cash on me. I obviously didn't have my checkbook. I was not planning on bringing a dog home. So, there was a money machine at a bank right across the street. So I went and got the money. I think the adoption fee was like $125, but at the ATM, they only give you, you know,
90
in 20s.
Yeah.
So I had $140, and I said, you know what? I said, just keep the rest as a donation. And they acted like I gave them a whole nother adoption fee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And you can just tell, like, they rely so much on these fees to save these dogs and to get them vetted and healthy and ready to be adopted.
Wow.
So I drove home with Rosie that night in my lap, and she stared at me the whole way home in the car. And I was just like,
raise your hat so people can see you. There you go. A little more.
So,
there you go.
Is that better?
It's a little bit better, yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
That's all right.
And at that moment was the moment that I realized, like,
I could
wow,
do this.
It was like a light bulb went off in my head.
Yeah.
Like, all of these years I've been buying, well, not all of these years, but, you know, basically, yeah, it would be my whole life. We've been getting dogs from either pet stores or breeders, and there's a whole nother world,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
you know?
Of dogs.
Of dogs.
Yeah.
That need loving homes
yeah.
that are basically free, yeah. and they're great. I mean, she looks just like Spike.
Yeah.
She's Chihuahua Dachshund Mix. She's a Chiweenie.
So
he's a purebred Chihuahua. But, I mean, she's been the best dog, and she's the reason I got into rescue, and I think there was a reason that I went there that day and yeah. found her, and
sure.
she's become my doggy soulmate.
Aww.
So tell me about your Facebook following over the past 8 or 10 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have so many friends that share my same passion, and
mm-hmm.
we, you know, support each other and like each other's posts and comment and help each other, you know, with questions, you know, about what your dog's eating, what they're doing, medical advice. You know, it's like a whole new world of people that I have come in contact with.
So let me throw this at you, diehards. You are looking for your – it's the buzzword is tribe, but the real word is community.
Mm-hmm.
Erica has developed a community of like-minded people, the same as you as a salesperson might want – your sales community from people who are selling air conditioners and life insurance and used cars and whatever. Salespeople all have the same kind of issues. Dog owners, rescue people have the same kind of issues. And you have people from all over the world, don't
mm-hmm.
you? It's not just in people in
yeah,
Charlotte,
all over.
South of Wendover Boulevard.
Yeah, all over.
Okay, so I'm challenging you as a salesperson, reach out to other salespeople and start to develop your sales community as a diehard so that you can solve each other's issues. Erica's had 100 issues resolved, maybe 200 issues resolved, correct? I mean, your dog gets sick in the middle of the night, somebody from Kuala Lumpur is wide awake.
Erica is my go-to whenever yeah. I have any dog questions about anything. Like, Erica is my first phone call. And I don't even call the vet. I call Erica because she has the answers and she's become a trusted advisor in the dog world. So let's talk about, because all salespeople are trying to become trusted advisors, how did you gain that authority and how did you become so trusted by your community?
I think because obviously through experience. So after I got Rosie, I realized that, okay, this is something that I want to do. And we're not just all crazy dog people. Like, we're all
no,
professionals.
Most
we're smart,
of you, but not everybody.
But we have regular jobs and we, you know, live a normal life. Like, we
yeah.
all work and are intelligent people. But in our spare time, this is what we've chosen to do with
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So I think just over the years, you know, having so many dogs with so many different types of health issues or behavioral issues that I have fostered over the years or that I've ended up keeping, that the experience has just gotten there. And
Let me interrupt you and say it's your obvious passion.
Mm.
The passion has created attraction. So if you're a diehard out there and you're not passionate about your job, you're not creating attraction or the attraction that you're looking for. And you're not certainly not created like you're not attracting like-minded people. Interestingly, in this book, Napoleon Hill says there's the law of harmonious attraction. And what Erica has done is harmoniously attracted like-minded people who are willing to give without expectation of return. No one's saying, hey, send me $10 and I'll give you this or $20.
No, never.
It's all an active community. It is no one's trying to better the other person's. No one's trying to be. It is egalitarian all the way.
But let's talk about creating that active community, because one of the things I notice is you're posting on Facebook. How often are you posting?
Probably once or twice a day. Sometimes I'll skip a day or two, but I always post my new fosters, and then people want to see updates. So then, you know, you post updates, and then I always try to post when they get adopted, because that's like the final step.
Yeah.
And that's like your success story.
Yeah.
You know, like you've turned this homeless, pitiful little dog that really a lot of times in the shelters are unadoptable and could be put to sleep, and you take them under your wings and you get them better, and they find these wonderful homes, and you're like, wow, I was a part of that. And
that's so cool.
It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
So it wants to make me do it all the time. You know, I get rid of one foster, you know, rehome one foster, and then I'm ready to take on another one.
Yeah.
I also should tell you that we have a friend and a client. His name is Greg Crumpton. And we're talking one day, and they already knew each other from fostering.
From rescue, yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a commonality out in the community. You don't know who the hell's involved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if you know who Morgan Fogarty is. She's a newscaster
here in Charlotte.
Yeah. And she fosters for Greater Charlotte.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of that's like famous people here in Charlotte that foster that you just wouldn't know. I mean—
Yeah.
We're pretty silent, you know?
Well, you need to be more vocal, and that's why you're on the Cellardyne Network.
Okay, so I want to go back to this idea, though, that Erica posts, I would say daily, about something you're doing with the dogs. And they're all interesting posts for anyone that follows her. They want to read what's going on. I mean, you get tons of engagement. You can post something and within a few minutes have hundreds of likes and comments and I mean, more engagement than your typical person might get on Facebook. And it's because she's created this community. And it's also because she's posting value messages. She's posting messages that people want to see.
She's posting emotional messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I would challenge you, diehards, if you think that this is not up your alley, why don't you measure Erica's responses versus your responses?
Yeah.
Why don't you look at the most responses you've ever had on a Facebook post, and I'll guarantee you that Erica has more than your most in an hour.
When I first started volunteering with Gina, and that's a whole nother story. We could do a whole nother segment on that. But I offered to take over her Facebook because she was struggling, you know, with time with the dogs and vetting and stuff and just not really having a lot of time for Facebook. So I said, well, I'll come out here on the weekends and take pictures and I'll start posting the dogs.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
So she went from like 2 or 3,000 followers. We have like, I don't know, close to 40,000 followers now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So diehards, I wonder how many followers you have.
Yeah.
I would challenge you that if you add emotion and you add quality impact and you create the right story, like Instagram stories, dude, are kind of taking over, you will get followers as well. Engaged, emotionally engaged followers.
And the key is starting out with that passion. Because you didn't do this before you met Rosie. You met Rosie and then became passionate about it. And now it shows in everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, aww. I just felt it when I got her, you know?
That's cool.
Diehard, is that how you feel about what you're selling?
Exactly.
This is what I'm supposed to do.
And are you engaging enough people in your community? That was not mine.
That was me. Uh-oh. I'm at fault this time, but it was my watch that I didn't silence. Sorry, Doug.
Yeah. We're sponsored by Apple Watch. Exactly.
Right. Actually, we are now all on AT&T.
Exactly. And let's keep that in the family.
What is that thing? Anyway.
That's Doug walking around with his camera.
Oh, I gotcha.
He's showing not his new sneakers. There we go.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to get into our next segment. But first, I want to thank Erica. Thank you and Rosie for being here.
We would love to come back again. Maybe next time I could bring, you know, a foster that I have at the time or something.
And I want to thank you for being our 21-year-old daughter.
Hey,
you are so welcome.
So since this is your passion and everything, let's tell everyone where they can go to get more information about what you're doing with Gina's place and how they can contribute if they're interested.
Okay, so she has a website. It's chapmansdocs.com.
It'll be in the show notes.
It's probably the best place to go to get information on how to donate towards, you know, the rebuilding from the fire. She's doing really good, but obviously with stuff like that, there's a lot of things that come up that
you didn't realize.
You're just not prepared for. Yeah. Especially with the demolition of the building that had burnt down, that took a big chunk. So.
All right, so we'll put that in the show notes, and if you guys want to donate to that, that would be awesome.
And before you go to a breeder, go to a rescue.
Go to a rescue, go to your local shelter, and if you can't adopt, there are other ways that you can help out. You can
donate.
You can donate. You can offer your time and volunteer at adoption events. You can do transports.
Be careful of the puppy dog clothes.
It's real. Because
the puppy dog clothes is real. Okay, Erica.
Thank you so much for being here.
And by the way, Rosie's 10 years old now. I've had her since she was like 8 weeks old.
Oh, my goodness. And she's not available.
She's down to about 6 teeth.
Aww.
They've all been pulled.
Aww, she's so sweet.
But she's great. She's doing great and hope to have her a lot more years.
All right. Cool. Hasta mañana.
Okay.
Back to work.
Back to work.
All right, guys. How awesome is that?
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. Okay. All right. So now this is our challenge for you. This is our Motivation Monday. We start out with all of the emotion in motivation, and now it's time for the get real part.
And some of you guys are just joining us and wondering what that big announcement was. I see Michael Jordan is here. The great Ken Wallace
the other Michael
is here.
Jordan.
I know. Lori, Stephanie, Judy, Greg, they're all here. And you may have, Mark, you may have even missed the announcement too. So let's just tell them again.
Yeah.
Seller Die has reached
1 million downloads.
1 million downloads. We are so excited that we even have a cake. It's upside down for you guys, but hold on.
Where is it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, and there it goes.
Well, now it's on my hand, so.
Yeah, it's not on
it's pretty
camera.
Good.
You'll have to watch the rerun in order to be able to make that happen.
Oh, yeah. People were guessing all sorts of things.
Yeah,
wrong
you were pregnant,
things.
I thought.
Yeah, according to Facebook. Not according to real life.
No. If you want to meet us after Christmas, we'll be in Key West.
We will, yeah.
The Key West is not a very big place, so you could probably run down the street and scream our names and hear it. But the bottom line here is for you, now is your time. It is December the 17th or something. What is it today? 17th, 18th?
I don't know what the
somewhere
date is.
In there.
It's Monday.
And you have about 10 more days, real shopping days, before you can get into the new year. And today is your day to double down on setting appointments for next year.
Yes.
People are going to tell me, call me after the holidays. No, I will not call you after the holidays, but I will set an appointment with you for after the holidays so we can have a breakfast, have a lunch, have a cup of coffee, have some kind of a meeting, have anything. Do not let people tell you after the holidays. Set an appointment.
So if you're a diehard, you probably remember us doing that Thanksgiving special where we outlined a couple of strategies we were going to give you over the next couple of Mondays. And instead of doing them over the next couple of Mondays, we're going to do them in the next two. So this Monday and next Monday, we're going to be talking about all three of those strategies. And the first one is prospecting. And I had challenged you at that Thanksgiving special to set 20 prospecting meetings, whether it's breakfast or lunch or even coffee meetings before the end of the year. So I want to know how you're doing. How many of you, and you can type in five here, have gotten at least five meetings since that Thanksgiving special? Type it in the comments. We're going to be looking for your answers. Or maybe 10, or maybe you already got all 20.
But the challenge for you is this. This is the season. It's not the season to be jolly. It's a season to be proactively persistent and set those appointments because it's a festive time of the year. People don't want to be sold, but they're willing to settle for a meeting. Take the meeting.
And to some of them, it's not even settling. Like, people like getting out of the office. People like being treated to a cup of coffee. And people may even like you and like spending time with you.
The worst thing that can happen is they say no. And I don't think that that's a big risk in your life. As a salesperson, you're schooled to take a no occasionally and bounce back from it. But this is just an appointment. You're not asking for $1 million. You're not asking for an order today. You're not asking them to take advantage of your special. Get a meeting.
All right, this is interesting. Tara says, no, set appointments for this year. Tax incentives are a huge reason for me to call my prospects and get their business before year end, since they're realizing they need to look at taxes already.
And there may be companies with budget left over.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's companies with budget or taxes or whatever the circumstance is, literally, I will tell you that we're doing the same thing. We're looking for companies that have leftover budgets. But a lot of people are going to try to defer you till after the new year. Set the appointment.
So I always try and figure out, are they using this year's budget or next year's budget? Because, A, if I can document that, then I know when I need to get to next year's budget by for next year, for the following year, right? And so one of the things that you should be doing is finding out which money are they using and take advantage of it. Okay, they may have to just earmark it right now for next year, or they may have to go and spend it right this very second.
So we do have a question.
We do.
A Reddit question. You want to read it, or you want
okay,
me to do
I
it?
Thought we had this other stuff here.
Okay. Yeah, go.
No, well, we wanted to talk about, like, what if you haven't set those meetings, what's holding you back? What's holding you back from prospecting if you haven't set those meetings? So some of you have said, like, I see Keen has typed in four. I don't know if that's a handshake or a beer bottle. I can't see from here.
It's one or the other, Jen.
But, you know, tell us in the comments what's holding you back.
I'm chicken.
I hear a lot of times the person doesn't want to meet with me.
Well, that brings us to the Reddit question.
All right, let's do it.
It's from Sydney Sharp 12, and he or she writes, probably it's a she because it's S-Y-D. I'm new into sales, into the sales world, and I'm terrified of cold calling. Mm. I have listened to many people explain how to do what not to do, et cetera, but getting the nerve to do it and face the rejection is the worst. We are B2B sales. I'm trying to schedule an appointment to explain the tools and resources that we have for companies and see if there's a potential for a consulting relationship. If someone was cold calling about just setting an appointment, not buying anything, would that be reason enough to have a meeting? Would it keep you on the phone? And the answer is yes and no. If you're boring about it, well, we just want a meeting. We're not trying to sell you anything. I swear to God, that's not a reason. But if there is something that you can strike, well, I don't know what the outcome of your consulting would be, but that's where you need to start. It may be greater productivity. It may be internal morale. It may be the loyalty of customers or employees. But whatever the reason is, you start there. You start by asking a simple question of, what does it cost you to lose one employee? What does it cost you to lose one customer? And that way you have immediately engaged the person in thought about your very outcome.
Yeah. And also, before you even think about what you're going to talk about, you got to work up your guts. Come on. Yeah. Getting the nerve to do it and face rejection is the worst. You're in sales.
Hang on.
You're going to get.
The reason that she's nervous about it is she doesn't know what to say. And if you know what to say, and you practice it to a point where you're comfortable with it, and then you try it a couple times and it actually works, then your self-confidence will build. She's chicken more than she is anything else, but she doesn't know what to say. That's why she's chicken.
Well, yes. And if she – okay, so know what to say is one thing, but also you got to change your mindset. Because if you go in there feeling nervous, even if you know what to say and the questions you want to ask, and you feel nervous, the person on the other end of the phone is going to feel your nervousness. The person on the other end of the phone is not going to want to talk to you and is just going to hang up or say no thanks. Like, when you're not confident and you go into a sales meeting, people can smell it. People can smell the not confident salesperson.
I would like to ask somebody to follow, you know, call somebody up on the phone cold and you say, how many people hang up on cold callers? And this is not a cold call. This is like a friendly call. So I just want to start out by saying, please don't hang up on me. But I mean, there's ways that you can get into it creatively that will actually create engagement. But you have to practice it. You have to believe that it's okay. And your company needs to be supporting you. It sounds like you get zero support from your company.
Mm-hmm.
And so if your employer is a cheap bastard and won't even figure out a way to help you, maybe the best thing to do is go work for the competition. But the bottom line is, if you're trying to engage people and you're alone and you're new, A, you need something to say that will give you self-confidence, and B, you need the support of your company.
So Kenwall says, I love that. I'm not trying to sell you anything opening.
Oh, God.
Liar. Exactly. Yeah. Like, the second someone says that to me, I'm not trying to sell you anything, but I'm like, ugh, you're trying to sell me something. Yeah. Go away.
Yeah. Thanks for lying on your first sentence.
Like, what people want to know, and you have to figure out how to communicate this so quickly, is if the answer is yes, how you can help them. That's all they're going to care about.
Cold calling is the ultimate sales in a New York minute, because you have about 15 seconds to connect with somebody or not.
Yeah, for sure.
And don't think that the first line is, how are you today? It is not. That's the last thing I would ever want you to say as a salesperson. I'm fine. What's your point? I want you to get to the meat of it. I want you to get to the heart of it. And I definitely want you to display the emotion of it. Otherwise, you're screwed.
Yeah, for sure. So for those of you just joining us, I'm not sure if you heard the announcement. But
Jen is...
No.
Oh.
We have a million downloads on Seller Die. How freaking cool is that?
And we're asking all of those million people to send us $1.
Yeah, please.
So if you would do that, this is in a plain brown envelope, of course. Send it to Sell or Die, care of By Gittimer, 310 Arlington Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28203.
Oh, man.
And for those of you in Kuala Lumpur or Brussels, it's USA.
How about you just share this with both your friends? And that'll make us so freaking happy, because we have a new goal to get to 2 million downloads.
In 2019.
That's right. That's right.
So please share the wealth, share the opportunity, and share the emotion of what it's going to take to build our community, our tribe of diehards, and help each other.
Yeah, so let's do the rundown for the week. Tuesday, we have David C. Barker. I have the dog on my mind. Rosie was just here. All right, so we have David C. Baker. He's going to teach us how to run our businesses more efficiently, and he's going to find ways to give us more time to make sales, which is pretty cool.
He's a good interview.
And then on Wednesday, it's our first installment of Manifesto Moments, an exclusive first listen to part of Jeffrey's new book, The Sales Manifesto. So if you want to have a jump start on your best decade ever.
Let me go back here.
Yes.
You're going to get 28 emails on how to have your best year ever, and that's over. It's played, it's bullshit, and it's hype. I want you to have your best decade ever. I want you to have a great year now, a better year the year after that, a better year the year after year after that, and a better year the year after the year after the year after that. 10 years, that's what I want from you. We're in the middle of a boom economy. I'm going to share with you how to milk that cow and how to get to the next year even better than this year.
All right. And then on Thursday, we have Sarah Benkin. She's the founder of No Tribe.
I love that.
Basically, she's created different tribes in different cities of the top 100 females to know. I'm one of them in Charlotte, which is so cool. And she came to our studio live, and she's going to talk about how she built her business from scratch in Scottsdale, Arizona, and then through networking, basically, and her... She's going to give her sales know-how.
Yep.
So,
and we're going to start one for men. It's called the Know-It-All Tribe. It's the...
well, only you can say that.
No, sorry. But it's in New York. It's only for people in New York.
Yeah. So she's going to give you lessons that you can learn and take to the bank.
She is an exceptionally interesting person, not only for what she did, but the way she did it.
Mm-hmm.
It is compelling.
Yeah. So, guys, thank
you. Oh, and the best of on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to forget the best of, obviously, Friday.
And Nada is our crack engineer who is making certain that the best of is actually the best of.
Best of, exactly.
It is our most listened to, our most downloaded podcast, and I would challenge you to make it. Just put it on a timer. Set your alarm for, hey, download the podcast on Friday.
Yeah, make sure you listen to it. That's right.
Thank you very
kindly.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so guys, thank you for
a great Motivation Monday.
Helping us reach this massive milestone, 1 million downloads. Yeah, so excited about it. We're really going to go eat this cake right now.
We're humble about it, but not exceptionally humble. We're very grateful about it. I think that's the best way to say it.
100%. Yeah. All right.
So, who are you?
I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm challenging you to get out there and eat some cake and get some eggnog and make a sale.
Something.
Even if your ass falls off.